This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, the station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. So I guess just tell, I don't really know the whole story either, but just a little bit about kind of where you came from and why you came to this little bitty old town of Dixon and decided to start a restaurant.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm originally from White Bluff.
Okay. No. Yeah. White Bluff's finest over here, born and raised.
I'm originally from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And so I lived there my first 21, 22 years. And then I went to college in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. How'd you end up over there?
I guess it's a very good culinary school over there.
Okay.
And that's what we decided. My mom, my mother and I, we decided that, you know, there was a good option for me. So she helped me out to get there, and I did. That was my first time out of Puerto Rico. So I get to Providence, really cold over there. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, a lot different than Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So I did my associates in culinary, and then I decided to move on and just start working. So I got to, I worked for Disney World in Orlando. Yeah.
Whoa.
For 3 years.
Okay.
That was a great experience there. And
what'd you do at Disney?
Just cooking, always cook. But at that time, I was cooking for the employees of Disney.
Okay. So just large quantities on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So after that, I started working in retirement communities all over Florida. So I started in Kissimmee, Florida, and then moved on to a little town called Eustis.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, Daytona Beach and Jacksonville.
Just working in restaurants or?
Retirement communities.
Retirement, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like upscale retirement communities, you know. It helped me a lot with the management aspect of the kitchen.
Okay.
So they sent me to this place in Daytona Beach, and so I rented an apartment there. And guess who is the landlord of that apartment?
Jennifer.
Jennifer's parents.
Oh, there you go.
So that's how I met her.
Okay.
You know, I became friend of her parents. And, you know, I move on from that apartment and just continue my life, but we continue a friendship. So I went and visited one time, and the daughter was there. And I'm like, wow, look at here.
She's beautiful.
So, you know, we met, and you know, somehow we just start going out. It's a long story. But we start going out. By that time, she used to live in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
So she invited me, you know, just, hey, you want to come to Houston? I said, sure, why not? And move on to Houston. Over there, I lived there 5 years. And then Houston became too big for us. You know, we decided, you know, to get married, build a family, and we were looking for something a little bit smaller. And she mentioned Nashville. And I said, sure, let's go. First time in Nashville, you know, we flew in, and the funny thing is when she bring me to Nashville, she bring me to Belle Mead, and I was
like, oh, wow.
This is very nice, but I don't think we can afford it.
This is
so
great.
She's like, well, yeah, I know. I just wanted to show you, you know, everything. So we start moving west, and you know, we saw that, you know, the more west you move, you get more for the money and mm-hmm. a little more space. The country hills, it was just, you know, not that city living no more. And somehow we found Dixon. We got into Dixon and we got in love with it.
When was it?
That was, we opened the restaurant in 2009. So we came in probably 2007, 2008.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, we saw a lot of potential in Dixon.
There wasn't much going on Main Street in 2007.
Yeah, zero. Like, yeah.
Lights are out at like 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we were in the mentality of, you know, build a family. And that's perfect, you know. I don't do too good in the big city. Mm-hmm. I need some.
I need to spread your wings a little bit.
I need to, you know, slow down a little bit, I guess. It was perfect for us at that time. And we decided, I started working in Nashville and in different places over there. And you know, we say, you know, I think Dixon need a place to eat, because a lot of people, they just drove to Nashville mm-hmm. at that time. And we decided to open the restaurant. And that was in 2009. Jennifer was pregnant with Ooh. Eva.
Okay.
So Eva and the restaurant are the same age.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
When we opened, Jennifer was serving table sometimes with, you know, actually Eva born already. She born in February and we opened in July.
Okay.
But sometimes she was carrying the baby in the bag and just waiting tables and
doing whatever you could.
Yeah, yeah. It was no alcohol in Main Street. Mm-hmm. So we were, you know,
sure.
Responsible
sure.
for that, I guess.
Sure.
Well, you know, I guess the kind of food that we wanted to bring and the kind of food that I like to cook is good to serve it with a glass of wine, mm-hmm. An aperitif, or you know, a cordial. Mm-hmm. That is part of the whole environment of coming to the restaurant. I guess, in my opinion, you know. I mean, you don't have to drink to go over there,
sure.
but you know, it complements the food.
That's exactly right. That's something that a lot of people don't necessarily too much think about. I mean, a lot of people do, but some don't. Is that the alcohol portion of it is not necessarily to get drunk. Like, it pairs well with the
sure,
food.
Sure, yes.
You know, I mean, there's wine pairings. There's books about wine pairings, you know what I mean? And there's books about beer pairings or bourbon or whiskey pairings as well, too. And especially, you know, because you're not thinking, I'm going to go get a McDonald's and a beer and they're going to pair well together. You know, you're I mean, you can do that. Yeah, absolutely. You can do that. But in the environment that you're trying to present, you know, you're obviously going to have a little bit more upscale food. And so that would be a nice compliment to the food menu.
Yes. And you know, by that time, when you go to Nashville, you know, I was thinking about doing something that you don't have to go to Nashville. And, you know, that was part of the deal. You know, we needed a wine list. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer worked in the wine list. And you know, people love it. And we got two different sizes. Of, you know, people came in and say, Victor, this is nice, but you won't make it. This is too expensive. Mm-hmm. This is too fancy. You know, whatever. But in our guts, in our, you know, we always felt right. It was never fear. And we just, you know, since day one, we've been blessed and we've been busy, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I was still in high school, I guess, when y'all started. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, no. When was I born? 17? No, I graduated college in 2012. So I was just kind of piddling around college. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really, I've only been in Dixon since, I guess, 2013. Mm-hmm. And it had already kind of really caught on by then, but, you're right. I mean, and these changes, and we'll kind of fast forward a little bit and then jump back to when you started, but you know, now you look at Main Street and your price point is pretty on par with everybody else's. I mean, Elizabeth's selling boards for $11, you know, yes. for some meat and cheeses. And, mm-hmm. You know, I get two tacos and a side and a drink at Back Alley for almost $16. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's people are kind of, it's not necessarily just social inflation, but I think people that have been in Dixon for a while that weren't really introduced to good quality food on a regular basis, they probably knew what it was, obviously, but driving to Nashville wasn't their favorite thing to do. I know it's not really mine most of the time either, but you know, I think that you were kind of first out of the gate with like, hey, this is good food, this is what Dixon needs.
Sure.
How long did that kind of concept really take to catch on with the locals in Dixon, to where they, you know, instead of going to, you know, somewhere in Nashville, that, you know, they'd rather decide to stay here?
Well, you know, I mean, it's still a lot of people that, you know, they still think that it's,
sure.
you know, not for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I understand that, you know, it's okay. That, but, you know, I think Dixon right now, if you want a burger, you can get a burger. If you want barbecue, you can get barbecue. If you want fast food, you can get fast food. I'm just trying to do something a little bit different, something that I'm comfortable doing, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy cooking that kind of food.
Thanks again to the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.